I've been listening to the many that came, Brother Stewart and Brother Henry come before me. And my service today is the mission statement for a servant. Today I'm in charge with explaining the mission of a servant. So I will start with using lesson text 2 Timothy 2 and verse 24. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone. The Church of Christ was established by Christ. It is available to everyone who wishes to become a member. And once a member, they automatically become an ambassador for Christ. The purpose of the church is for people to serve God. First of all, what is the Church of Christ? The Church of Christ is started in Jerusalem some 2,018 years ago. It was started several weeks after Jesus had gone back to heaven. The Holy Spirit announced its door open for business without sound like a that sounds like a great wind that filled the whole house. Place upon the head of the apostles what appears to be tongues of fire. The church birth can be found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Several weeks had gone by since Jesus' death and resurrection, and the day of Pentecost, and now arrived as the believer met together that day. Suddenly, there was a sound like the roaring of a mighty windstorm in the sky above. Then it filled the house where they was meeting. Then what looks like flames of tongues of fire, everyone and settled on their heads, appeared and settled on their heads, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in language they didn't know, for the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. These verses answer several questions. Who is leading the church today? The answer is the Holy Spirit, found in verse chapter 4. Everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in language they didn't know, but the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. Second, how did the Holy Spirit become the one responsible for enabling the church to start up? The answer is found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is Jesus talking to the apostles just before ascended back up into heaven. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive power to testify about me with great efforts to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the end of the earth, above my death and resurrection. And number 3, when did the apostles start their duties as servants of the Lord? The answer is found in Acts chapter 2, verse 14 through 18. Peter stepped forward with the 11 apostles and shouted to the crowd, "Listen, all of you, visit and resident of Jerusalem alike. Some of you are saying these men are drunk. It isn't true. It's too early early for that. Peter don't get drunk by 9, let's say people don't get drunk by 9 a.m. No. What you see this morning was predicted centuries ago by Prophet Joel.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, people don't get drunk by 9 a.m. in the morning. Yeah, they get any time then. In the last day, today they get drunk. 9-1, it don't matter, do it. God said, I will pour out my Holy Spirit upon all mankind, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men dream. Yes, the Holy Spirit shall come upon all of my servants, men and women alike, and they shall prophesy. Did you know what the church has? Did you know that the church has a mission statement? And this mission statement covers what the church is expected from the members, and the word comes from Jesus himself.
Yeah.
Okay. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but when the Holy Spirit had come upon you, you will receive your power to testify about me with great efforts to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth, about your death and resurrection. In John 21, verses 15 to 17, after breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these others? Yes, Peter replied, you know I am your friend. Then feed my lamb. Amen. Jesus told him, Jesus repeated the question, Simon, son of John, yo, you really love me? Jesus, yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I am your friend. Then take care of my sheep, Jesus said. One more, he asked him, Simon, son of John, are you even my friend? Peter was grieved at the way Jesus asked the question this time. Lord, you know my heart. You know I am, he said. Jesus said, then feed my sheep. We read what Jesus told the apostles just before he went back up into heaven in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, you will receive the power to testify about me with great efforts to the people in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth, about my death and resurrection. Okay, who is the message for? In Luke 19, verse 10, Jesus told him, this shows that the salvation has come to this home today. This man was one of the lost sons of Abraham, and I, the Messiah, has come to search for and to save such souls as his. And in 1 Timothy 2, 3 to 5, this is good and pleasing God our Savior, but he longed for all to be saved and to understand this truth, that God is the one side and all the peoples on the other side, and Christ Jesus himself, man, is between them to bring them together by giving his life for all mankind, that this message is to be given to everyone, both the Jews and the Gentiles. And what is the truth of message? The members of the church are to share with the world. I'm a paper person. I got to read it. we can find answers written by Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 4. Mm-hmm. Now, let me remind you, brethren, of what the gospel really is. But it has not changed. It is the same good news I preached to you before. You be welcoming it then and still do now. Mm-hmm. For your faith is worthy built upon this wonderful message. And it is this good news that saves you if you still firmly believe it. Unless, of course, you never really believe it's in the first place, I passed on to you right from the first what had been told to me, that Christ died for our sin, just as the scriptures said he would, and that he arose from the grave, just as the prophet foretold. So what is the mission statement for a servant of God? First, a servant of God has to understand that he or she is an ambassador for the church, for Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 20-21, we are Christ's ambassadors. God is using us to speak to you. We beg you, as through Christ himself was here pleading with you, receive the love he offered you. Be reconciled to God. For God told took the sinless Christ and poured into him our sin. Then in exchange, he poured God's goodness into us. Second, an ambassador is to take this good news to the lost. And this can be found in 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. All these things are from God, who brought us back to himself through what Christ Jesus did. And God has given us the privilege of urging everyone to come into his favor and be reconciled to him. But God was in Christ, restoring the world to himself, no longer counting men's sin against them, but blotting them out. This is the wonderful message he was giving us. He was giving us to tell others. And third, everything's okay, everybody got it. I was at 2 Corinthians 5:18-19. And third, in order for an ambassador of Christ to keep his position as a servant, he must keep himself unspotted from the world. So it's being an ambassador, you got to keep yourself unspotted from the world. In James 1:25-27, but if anyone keeps looking steadily into God's law for free men, he will not only remember it, but he will do what it says, and God will greatly bless him in everything he does. Okay. Anyone who says he is a Christian but does not control his sharp tongue, just fooling himself. Yeah. And his religion isn't worth much. I hope we understand that. The Christian who is pure and without fault from God, the Father point of view, is the one who takes care of the orphans and the widows and who remain true to the Lord, not soiled and dirty by his contact with the world. This is one of the reasons I love the fact that the Holy Spirit is the chief executive officer of the church. For you see, the Holy Spirit hasn't missed a thing with making sure that our churches run smoothly. For God knew, the Holy Spirit makes sure that we know that in order to be to spread the good news throughout the world, God's ambassador must deal with people outside of the church. God knows that his ambassadors have to go out into the world and find the lost sheep. God has instructed his ambassadors to feed those lost sheep with the good news. And in doing that, there is no telling what kind of people the ambassador will come in contact with. A world which is, in this world full of all kinds of people out there, be an ambassador, but you still have to go out and teach others. Right? The dark and the sinful place, a servant of God must stay clean, as stated in the last sentence in James 1:27. Remains truth to the Lord, not soiled and becoming dirty by his contact with the world. So when you go out there speaking to them people out in the world, you gotta be clean. Your light gotta be shining. Yeah. You gotta let people know, I'm an ambassador for the Lord. Yeah. I'm spreading the word, you know. Sometimes we think that we don't have to go out there. You know, that ain't my job, you know. But it's all our job. Once you go in that water and be baptized, you're an ambassador to go out and teach others about the word of God. And it says only that we come to church on Sundays and we get baptized and come to church on Sundays and we come and I think that's all I got to do. Sit on these pews on Sunday morning. That's what we think, see? But we're going to have to answer for that in the end of time. Amen. You need to go before the Lord and say, well, he ain't done nothing. You know, I came on Sunday morning and I was there on Wednesday night. But I was here after I left him, though. but I mean, you got to let your light shine. And your mission is to go out and teach others. And especially those in the household faith, too. Yeah, all right, you got to keep studying the word. And then the next one says, how is the ambassador for Christ supposed to do this? Answer is found. The answer is for the ambassador to remain close to the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 5:22. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as through God was making his appearance through us. We implore you in Christ's behalf, be recognized, be submissive to God. For by staying close, are submissive to the Holy Spirit, who is a part of the Godhead. Then when things get tough, and the Holy Spirit will be able to lead his ambassadors to safety.
Amen.
All right, I have concluded my lesson. Hope and trust we got some understanding from it. All right.